Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1620, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I'm going to ask you, were you ever in Mr. Frank's office? Meet him there between the middle of June and the first Saturday in January of this year. He asked if you ever met him there for any immoral purpose. A. I never met him there for anything except to get the money, but of my time. 11th ground, Miss Marie Karst, sworn for the state. Attached is a copy of the examination in chief and the cross-examination which I gave on the trial of the case of the state versus Leo M. Frank. Every word of this testimony attached and set out in Exhibit A is true and correct. While I did not understand the meaning of the word lasciviousness, I did understand and do understand the meaning of this language, viz., his attitude toward girls and women, and in answering the question, I gave my answer based on the words referred to. I now state again that I am acquainted with Leo M. Frank and was prior to April 26, 1913, and I was acquainted with his general character. The general character of Leo M. Frank was bad. The character of Leo M. Frank in respect to his relations with women was bad. I now understand the meaning of the word lasciviousness, and Leo M. Frank, quote, S character for lasciviousness was bad. I have seen Leo M. Frank in the factory frequently talking to women. He usually talked with women in the factory who bore bad reputations. I never saw Mr. Frank stand and chat with women of good reputation like he did with those whose reputation and character were bad. When I was interviewed by the Solicitor General, he explained to me what the questions laid down by the law with reference to fixing a man's bad character were, and he asked me that I must answer one of the questions which he asked either yes or no. The Solicitor General did not tell me what Frank's general character was, but I told him that his character was bad, just exactly as I swore it in open court when on the stand and examined. I did not, if I ever stated in any affidavit that the solicitor said he wanted me to answer questions right off sharp and quick, mean that he told me what to answer. But I did not mean that he told me to answer them sharp and quick, except in the sense that the solicitor told me that the answer to one of the questions had to be yes or no and nothing else. It is true that the Solicitor General did not use the word lasciviousness in talking to me in his office prior to going on the stand, but the Solicitor General did talk to me in plain language about Frank's reputation as to women. 106.